Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Jeremy and Kevin bringing yet another WrestleMania 25 match to you. Hopefully you've enjoyed the first three rundowns. Like we said, they're quick, short, and not always to the point. So today, or this time around, we're going to cover what I think a lot of people consider the most disappointing match, only because of the hype that, everyone added to it. That was probably unjustified. This is the Jericho versus the Legends match. Chris Jericho's fighting. Oh my God, I blanked out on this again. Who the hell is he fighting?
Jimmy Snuka,
Yes.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, and what's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Yes, with Ric Flair in the corner, and apparently now Mickey Rourke in the front row or the
Crowd.
crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess this almost ranks up there with the Divas Battle Royal and how much I don't care about this match.
Yeah, and I mean, you really couldn't use the better word than disappointment to the whole thing because, the amount of great mic work that Jericho did over the past couple of, well, the past month and really over the past year is, I mean, he has helped carry them at various times in the heeldom of the WWE, really by himself before, almost before Orton came back. And he gets really a shit match at WrestleMania. You know, like literally, I would be fine with going to take a dump during his match.
Part of me thinks that this is prime space for other legends to show up during this match, though. Because I just can't. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a bunch of other stuff fell apart that was supposed to happen. I mean, Hogan couldn't come to terms with the way he had his back surgery, took himself out. Austin would have been nice, but he can't wrestle anymore. And I think everyone's got to get used to that. I mean, he just flamed out, and that sucked, but he's done. The Rock's not coming back. Bret Hart can't wrestle anymore. I mean, there's the list of people that, fans want to see, but just being practical, it's not going to happen. So I don't know, and I think this match is just going to suffer from it. And then also, I don't know, having Mickey Rourke there. I didn't like the whole idea of Jericho fighting Mickey Rourke to begin with.
Yeah, it, well, I don't know. I don't really care. Like, unless he dressed up like Marv from Sin City, I might have been into it at that point.
I don't know. I've never been one for these, like, celebrity. I guess the perfect celebrity appearance to me was the first Pete Rose one, where he came out and just started goofing on Boston. And it was like, oh my God. I mean, and yeah, it's scripted, whatever, but it was just hilarious. And then Kane comes out and tombstones him. I mean that was excellent. And then the next year, he dresses up in the San Diego Chicken outfit and does it again. That was just classic shit right there.
Yeah, it was pretty damn funny. I mean, I was really hoping the year after that that he'd get tombstones for the third straight year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it did not come to pass.
Yeah, I remember all of us being disappointed that that didn't happen. But
Yep.
yeah, I don't know, man. I don't. There's no high hopes for this match. I mean, look at Jimmy Snuka. Roddy Piper's got a gut bigger than seemingly Jericho himself. And Ricky Steamboat's constantly got that bad heel. I mean, he had that one real small run, and I don't even know if run's the correct word for it. In Ring of Honor, he had, I think, one or two matches. And that's it. I mean, he barely looks like himself now. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I just don't see anything really all that positive coming out of this. Like, I mean, even if we get to see, like the Iron Sheik waddling down to the ring
Oh
and
no.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't think that they're going to bring him back? Or he's got to come back, I guess, is what I'm trying to spit out of my mouth. If you think other legends are coming back, I think he's kind of one of those prime guys that they always seem to drag out of the woodwork every time they need a legend.
Yeah, oh, of course. Well, because
And they'll probably bring back Sergeant Slaughter again.
well, didn't they try doing that? They when they
we canned you, but we'll at least give you a payday.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like they released him. It'd be dumb. I mean, they didn't get anything out of him. I thought that was really dumb on their part, but whatever. I don't know, I'm just trying to think of other names because it's gonna be really hard to save this entire segment, man. I mean, I can't imagine it going long either, which I guess if it doesn't go long and Jericho just beats him up quick, it's really going to play into what he's been saying and prove the heel right. I mean, it's kind of a slippery slope or dangerous position to be in.
Yeah, and I mean, but he's going to look so weak if he doesn't, Like, I know that it's a 3-on-1 match, but still, even if Ric Flair is constantly tripping him on the outside or something, it's still going to seem hokey. I mean, you can just tell how bad. People might not know the injury history of Ricky the Dragon there, so, and he looks like he's in pretty solid shape still. I mean, granted, he's kind of been wearing a jacket or
In
something, but
a long sleeve shirt, yeah.
yeah, or a long sleeve shirt. So, maybe it's a little deceiving. But yeah, like, and you already pointed out the size of Piper's gut. Like, you just really can't convince me that's the same Piper. And I mean, Piper was never the biggest guy to start with, but you cannot really convince me that Snuka and or Piper can really do any damage to Jericho at this point.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So yeah, you've really got to prove the heel right, or just really bombard him with a bunch of other legends that are going to help out.
And that's where I think that would be the saving grace of this, is somehow just these other guys somehow just show up and doesn't cause a disqualification. I don't know. I mean, I know it's a 3-on-1 match, but who knows if there's actually a disqualification or not in it, you know? So,
Yeah,
but it'd be
maybe
fun.
they'll find Mr. T.
Oh boy, no. But it'd be interesting. I mean, it'd be fun. Just all of a sudden, Hogan's music starts. The crowd would go insane. I mean, regardless of what you think of him, I mean.
Oh yeah. I mean, that could be one thing. Like, if he really can't wrestle a full match, but then get him to come out and even, I mean, 'cause did he even do the leg drop last year? Didn't he just do the big boot and
It
then
was just
get.
a big boot because he can't do the leg drop because of his I think he was having hip replacement or whatever.
Right. So yeah, I mean, even if they just have him come out and do that and give the little finger wag and not even have him even take a bump, have Jericho just give him a barrage of punches, make it look like he might go down, and then have him do the finger wagging routine. I mean, people are just gonna fucking eat that
Yeah.
alive.
And I think this is where this match has the potential to be the easiest sell job. I mean, Jericho has successfully got people behind him, or I'm sorry, against him. Even the people who like want to cheer for him are like, God, he really is just a dick. Honestly, I think you throw in Nikolai Volkoff in there. I mean, and
Oh yeah.
these aren't names that were talked about. These are just names we're throwing out there, but.
Yeah, well, he's another one that on a fairly regular basis they bring him back. So I mean, to me it wouldn't be all that shocking to see him come back.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be a crap match, you may as well, I mean, even have him act like lumberjacks and just have him walking around the ring with Flair. Hell, isn't Arn Anderson still working for him? Arn doesn't even need to do anything. Trot him out there. That would almost be funny if Dean Malenko came out with the list of 1,004 holds with him.
God.
I mean, not that they would do that since it doesn't kind of sort of exist since it happened to WCW, but
True. Yeah.
I think that's one of those subtle things that the WWE is not good at that would be an extreme ride that people have watched for a long time, but you know, maybe a lot of people wouldn't recognize.
Yeah, I'm just, why are you doing that? I guess Coco Beware, but I can't remember if Eric mentioned this on any of the audio shows, but Eric's entire Eric's theory about Coco Beware is just to have Shawn, I almost said Shawn Michaels, sorry, to have Chris Jericho attack somebody at the Hall of Fame induction. That's the only reason he's getting in, so that they don't have someone legitimate, their night getting ruined.
Yeah, he can't really take out the whole Von Erich family.
No, they did that themselves. So, well, they did. Hey,
yeah,
truth is truth. So,
yep.
Yeah, but I could see something like that happen, and then turn it into where all the legends, all the Hall of Famers who were in attendance show up. So you could have, like you said, Sergeant Slaughter, and I don't know.
Well, and actually, if they don't even get Hogan to come out, for sure, they could honestly say, okay, Steve, honestly, we just need you to come out, give him a stunner, flip him off, and
yep,
just walk out.
I can't believe we went this whole time, and I never mentioned Austin in all the names.
Yeah, well, that really goes for both of us for not putting him on the top of the list. But, you know, that was something that Wade pointed out, and we may as well kind of weave in Hall of Fame talk a little bit while we're at it. They really stopped him. I mean, they always showed Austin last. They really, it was kind of surprising how little they pimped him this year. You know, after the initial rollout, they really kind of cut back on, you know, like really kind of pushing him as the top guy in the class.
Well, I don't know. Watching ECW, they had a whole nother video promo, and it was very, very heavy on the Austin on it. So,
gotcha.
But it's
they had something. I thought it was pretty heavy Austin last night too there on Raw.
Well, I think what's funny is the Hall of Fame inductions. The Fink got introduced or inducted, and then so did the Von Erichs. But they're barely saying anything about them. Bill Watts as well. They're concentrating on Austin and Ricky Steamboat, and they did show some of the Von Erich stuff. I take, but not as heavily.
Well, A, they didn't, you know, launch it right off the bat, and then on top, they just really haven't done that much for them on top of that, you know?
Huh.
You know, they ended up introducing it on the website.
Yeah, which was very strange, but I don't know.
And
I'm sure
it's been very little mentioned after that, you know?
Right.
They kind of did something on SmackDown, but...
Well, it's,
you're doing something on SmackDown, you know?
Yeah, exactly. On My Network TV or whatever it's called. I guess the Hall of Fame, this is a decent place for the Hall of Fame talk, but since we're running out of time anyways, but it's...
Yeah.
It is what it is. You see what they want you to see on TV, and then they tell you to buy the DVD to see the whole thing. So, and... I mean, I know that they're trying to take it seriously, but that it just seems like it's a selling point for the DVD release when it comes out a month later. Knowing my Saturday is going to be busy anyways, I'm sure I won't be able to catch it, so I'll have to record it and watch it on Sunday anyways. So, but I don't know. I guess going back to the match itself, I think it's pretty clear Jericho has to lose. They just have to do it in a decent way. A satisfying way, not some fluke win. I think it does take a lot of, you know, interference, ha-ha, like, oh, feel-goody sort of stuff. So, because I just can't see Jericho winning. I can't.
Yeah, it'd be kind of odd to have him win, really.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'd like to see it because of all of the said work that I mentioned really at the top of it. But
exactly.
I just don't really see it happening. I don't see him just beating the tar out of him and, you know.
Or he could have him win. I mean, he could cheat to win like the final guy. He has to cheat to beat Ricky Steamboat, whatever. And then, you know, as he's bragging, then all of a sudden all the Hall of Famers come down and beat the hell out of him, making the match outcome totally worthless. and gives everyone the happy moment anyways.
Yeah, that's so. Definitely one way to go about that.
But, so, I don't know. So I guess we'll see on Sunday, and I guess we'll just have everyone check in next time to see who we're talking about next. So, since I've been cutting you off, I'll allow you to say bye.
Oh,